On the Clubhouse, this is the Golf Australia Update.
It isn't.
Yes, welcome back to the Clubhouse. Julian Bayard filling in for Cam Lucas, sitting alongside Mark Allen as well. It's time for a Golf Australia update. All for Drummond Golf will lift your game, and they're Australia's leading golf retailer for all the famous brands and biggest range at guaranteed lowest prices. Just head into your Drummond Golf store. And joining us on the line, Marco, is the High Performance Manager from Golf Australia. His name is Matt Cutler. G'day, Matt. How are you going?
G'day, Julian. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. Thanks, mate. Doing really well. Now, we find you over in Japan today at the World Amateur Team Championships. How's it all going?
Going really well. We just arrived over here with our women's team. And, first time to Japan for most of us, so very lucky.
Now, tell us a little bit about the tournament, mate. How's it all work?
Okay, so you've got about 50 countries playing here this week in the women's event. Following week, we'll have the men here. Three players per team, and they go out and play four rounds of stroke play with the best two rounds each day as the counting scores.
And the three girls representing Australia, tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, so we've got a pretty strong team. Minji Lee from Western Australia, she's currently the number one ranked amateur player in the world. Sue Oh from Victoria, she plays out of Metro. She's number six in the world, and Shelley Shin, who's from New South Wales, she's the third member of the team, and she's ranked about 50 in the world at the moment. So three good players, all very young.
Yeah, and Minji, obviously a great name, doing it's fantastically well at the moment. As you said, world number one, she's just kicking goals right around the world at the moment. How's she going in the tournament, mate? Is she expected to really dominate?
Yeah, look, she's certainly getting a lot of attention. The Japanese media are... Yep. Are out in their strong numbers as usual, but she's very much in demand. She's a pretty relaxed customer. I think anyone that's seen her play knows that nothing phases her too much. So she's more than taking it in her stride, and sure she'll do pretty well.
And the other two girls, mate, Sue and Shelley, is this another great opportunity for them to be playing on that world stage? A really great experience for them.
Yeah, it is. Look. Sue's just about to finish year 12, so Minji finished last year, so she's had an opportunity to play a little more this year than Sue, so Sue's balancing that, but doing a great job. Shelley's in year 10 this year, she's just turned 16, and for Shelley, it's a really new experience. Sue's pretty... experienced out here all around the world, but Shelley, it's a great opportunity.
Mate, how do our youngsters, not only these girls, but on the men's side as well, how are we stacking up against some of the really good young talent coming up from right across the world?
Look, I think we're looking pretty good. It's hard to know when you only play in your own backyard,
yeah.
So it's good to get to these events and events in the US. Our girls and our guys have just completed a 2 to 3 month trip through the UK and the US, and you really get a good gauge for where you're at. And look, the best players we've got seem to be matching it with the best players out there, so some good signs.
Now, mates, I was just checking out Minji Lee on Twitter a little bit earlier today, and is it right that she posted a photo of the 18th hole over there? It's a par six to finish up. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. A little bit different. They play two courses over here, just with the numbers in the field. And the Oshitate course has a par six to finish.
Wow.
I think it's around, they run it in yards here. I think it's about 730 yards for the women. And next week for the men, it'll be up near 800 yards. But and interesting that you mentioned Twitter for Minji. She's currently sitting on 997 followers, so she's pretty keen to get to that 1,000, so you might have given her a little pump up there.
Oh, I might have to jump on board, mate, and try and be the 1,000th. That'd be terrific. Look, Matt, it sounds like it's all going really well over there, mate. Enjoy the rest of the tournament, and especially that 18th hole, mate, 670-metre par 6. I love that. Something a little bit different. We don't often see it, so that's magnificent. Mate, we appreciate you joining us on the Clubhouse, mate, and we hope both the girls and the guys get the job done and represent the country really proudly over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks very much, Julian. Appreciate it.
Matty Cutler there, joining us on the Clubhouse, Golf Australia's High Performance Manager. That's all for Drummond Golf. We'll lift your game, Australia's leading golf retailer for all the famous brands and biggest range at guaranteed lowest price.